grounded in the middle of surging industrial center of America, where common sense is on order and we will not be ignored. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know for hour number three. Number three, Justin Amash has officially left the Republican Party, and now he has resigned from the Republican Conference and forfeited his positions on powerful committees. Does he have any chance at all of winning as an independent in 2020? Number two, the jobs numbers came out Friday. They were extremely solid once again. If you take the time to compare the number of people working now with the number of people working during the previous administration, there really is no comparison at all. And number one, President Trump stands up for energy policy and common sense. God bless him for that. All right, we're going to get to that, but one moment, please. Because I want to ask you about Justin Amash, and I want you to join me by sending me a note. Would you vote for Justin Amash? What do you think? Was he good at one time? Do you still like his policies? Is he right to say that we have a broken system where Republicans and Democrats are all off the reservation? Does Justin Amash have one chance at all of winning as an independent? Here's what we're going to do. I'll take your notes on that, but also coming up here at the end of this hour, at 45 past, I'll take your calls on it at 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Haven't taken your calls in a while. Mark it down, 45 after the hour, 37 minutes from now. We'll do that. Let's get started, though, with President Donald Trump standing up to defend common sense energy policy. He did that at the White House on Monday. Let's start with bite number three. Go.
Well, we're focused on practical solutions. More than 100 Democrats in Congress now support the so-called Green New Deal. Their plan is estimated to cost our economy nearly $100 trillion, a number unthinkable, a number not affordable even in the best of times. If you go 150 years from now and we've had great success, that's not a number that's even thought to be affordable. Kill millions of jobs, it'll crush the dreams of the poorest Americans and disproportionately harm minority communities. I will not stand for it. We will defend the environment, but we will also defend American sovereignty, American prosperity, and we will defend American jobs.
Defend American jobs? What a novel idea. You mean not go back to the failed policies of the past where we have rules, regulations, taxes, and roadblocks to prosperity? Good, let's get rid of all that nonsense and move forward. I like that. I like that a lot. Very, very good idea, Mr. President. Greatly appreciate your support there. Let's see here. I also want to go to bite four because I've told you this for years, and what I have told you for years is that America, when it comes to industrialized countries, all you have to do is travel a bit to figure this out. When it comes to industrialized countries, America is the cleanest, greenest industrialized nation on earth. No question about it. Travel around Michigan and look at how wonderful it is. Go to northern Michigan. Go to west Michigan. Go to the Thumb. Look how wonderful this state is. Look at the state parks. Look at everything we've got going on here. Don't be led by the nose down some path that says, well, America's dirty. America's cleaner than any of the nations in the Paris Climate Accord currently. Michigan's cleaner than any of the nations in the Paris Climate Accords currently. The president emphasized that as well. Bite number four, go.
Today, the United States is ranked, listen to this, number one in the world for access to clean drinking water. Ranked number one in the world. One of the main messages of air pollution, particulate matter, is six times lower here than the global average. So we hear so much about some countries and what everyone is doing. We're six times lower than the average. That's a tremendous number. Since 2000, our nation's energy-related carbon emissions have declined more than any other country on Earth. Think of that. Emissions are projected to drop in 2019 and 2020. We're doing a very tough job, and not everybody knows it. And that's one of the reasons we're here today to speak to you.
And there you have it. The cleanest, greenest nation on earth. All right, so here's what I told you. Here's what I told you. We're going to get to you to some calls. And in fact, you know what? I'm just going to start it now. Justin Amash leaves the Republican Party, which I think was a mere formality. And I believe he left a long time ago. Now he has stepped away from the Republican conference, and therefore he has lost his key seat on the House Oversight Committee. And really, he has taken away any great representation he would have had for his district, the 3rd Congressional District in Michigan. So here's my question to you. Do you support Justin Amash? Would you vote for Justin Amash? Did he do good things? Did he lose his way? What do you think? Try to keep it short and concise. We'll start with Frank checking in DeWitt today. Frank, welcome back.
Hi, Steve. Great show as always. Justin Amash is a joke. Nobody's going to vote for him. The guy's a joke. We don't need him. Not interested in him. We just say God bless President Trump, and we just have to win over a lot of the decent people. There are still some decent people in the Democrat Party.
Sure are.
They just don't realize. They've just got their head up their backside, and they don't realize there's different.
I don't even know if that's true, Frank.
There's the ones at the top who are elitist traders,
yeah,
multimillionaires. And then there's a bottom layer that can't, you know, no borders, no walls, no USA at all, and Antifa and all of that. Those are kind of scumbags. But then there's a layer of people in between that are decent, hardworking people.
No question.
That I don't really think agree with.
I don't think they understand it, Frank. I got to leave it right there, Frank. I don't think they necessarily understand. Great comments, because you're right. There's a whole host of Democrats. Trust me, I talk to them. And I say to them, I say, how do you support, for example, abortion on demand? How do you do that? How do you support open borders? And they say, well, I don't support that. But you're a Democrat. Well, you know, I'm a Democrat, having my whole life. Well, you might want to take a closer look at that. And there are a lot of very decent individuals who have been Democrats who maybe they're in a bit of a state of denial. Let's see. Chris is in Richland checking in today on the Justin Amash question. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. Good morning. I think Justin's just gone too far. You know, he had done a couple things regarding the border that kind of soured me towards him. And I get what he's trying to do. He's trying to hold the line of the Constitution. But, you know, you can't do it at our safety, I don't think, although there is a saying, you know, if you want liberty or if you want safety over liberty, you'll have neither or something.
Right.
Something
now, I understand that. But what part of the Constitution is he defending by declaring open borders? I mean, there's nothing there.
Yeah, no. Certainly. But I have never heard him declare open borders. I think that he's talking about a process, you know, that.
No, I get that. But the fact of the matter is, he's pushed back against this president numerous times. Chris, I greatly appreciate you checking in. I'm up against a hard break. I got to run, my friend. Thank you so much for listening. We'll take more of your calls coming up a little bit later here. Is Justin Amash worthy of your vote? That's the question on the Steve Gruber Show.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley,
president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.